Was Wednesday. Wednesday, I went to the store. Me and Jackie wanted to get a snack. And I don't know if you want to get to my, if you want to get to me, if you want to bribe me, send me some snacks, all right? And I'm one of those, I love sweets. But anyway, we went to the store and I got a three-layer, it was in a little tray like this, I got a three-layer strawberry cheesecake. And baby, I mean, it was set up just right. And so what I like to do, I took it and I put it in the refrigerator and I waited a couple of days. And at about 10:30 Friday morning, I took it out and I just took my time. And I just was eating on my strawberry cheesecake. And I can't tell you how good it was, but it was good. And I was just eating. And I was just eating by myself. All right, well, not totally by myself, but I was by myself. And usually what I do is I like to cut the TV on and put the mute on. And I'm watching TV and I'm eating my snack. All right? I'm just chilling, eating my snack. And then the Lord started talking to me. Now, let me explain my relationship with the Lord. It has come a long way, all right? When I first started with God, it used to be, how would I say, it was a lot of, Lord, save me, help. I was always like, God, help me get out of trouble. Help me get out, because I was always saying something and doing something wrong. And every time I had to turn around, I'm like, God, help me, save me. And so, My beginning relationship with the Lord was always on that level. Then as I grew as a Christian, my relationship began to become a little bit different. And I began to get another where, okay, God, I want to serve you. What can I do for you? And so I was like, all right. And I would, you know, God, what can I do? What can I do with it? And I lifted it to a whole other level and I began to serve the Lord. What can I do for you? Then he went a little higher. Lord, I want to seek you even more. I wanted to know more about you. And I would get into his word and study his word. And I wanted to seek you. I wanted to know more about God. Now, my relationship, and I still have those things, but my relationship now with the Lord is more, I just want to sit with you. Koinonia, fellowship with you. I just want to hang out with you. You ever just hang out with somebody? I don't know, maybe y'all, I don't know what y'all do, but I just want to hang out with somebody. Just want to sit with them. Just hang. And just chill. And while you're chilling with Jesus, I was just chilling with Jesus with my strawberry cheesecake. And I'm chilling with him. And I'm just, all right. And I'm not trying to get him to do anything. I don't need any help. I'm not after anything. I just chilling with Jesus. I'm just spending time with him. And when you chill with Jesus, he'll talk to you. I don't know if y'all know that or not, but he'll just kind of talk to you. And so I called it during my snack time, God just started talking to me. And so I would just listen to him. And there's a few things he said, and I just want to tell you what he was saying to me while I was snacking. Now, I don't know, again, I don't know where you are, what's going on in your life, but and what's happening if you've been paying attention. But there's a lot of stuff happening in the world, you know. And a lot of people got opinions about things. You know, and people are very good at being, criticizing you, critiquing you. I'm sorry. People are good at critiquing you. And they can look at what you did and they can say, well, I think and I feel. And people are very good at critiquing. And they'll take it to the whole 10th power. They'll critique you, they'll cut you up, they'll cut you down, they'll slice you, they'll dice you, and they'll say all kinds of stuff, and they'll just say it. And they'll do it on social media, they'll do it on the TV, they'll do it on paper, they'll just do it any kind of way. And they will let you know stuff. And I was looking at that, and I've been listening to that, and I was like, ooh. And God started talking to me. One of the first things he said, wow. And again, all this is going on while I'm eating my strawberry cheesecake. And I'm listening. And the Lord, he gave me a verse. Luke 6:42. Y'all remember Jesus was talking to us. Why do you look at the plant that's in your brother's eye when you got a speck in your eye? Or you got a plank in your eye and you're looking at the speck in your brother's eye. Why do you do that? And he said, you're a hypocrite. And here's how the Lord phrased it to him. He said, man, He said, check yourself. He said, people are trying to fix the world. Because these people who are critical and critiquing you, they're trying to fix the world, right? He says, you need to fix your world before you fix my world. You need to check yourself. He says, a lot of people, man, are looking at the sin more than they're looking at the Savior. If you look at people's sin more than you look at the Savior, all you can see is their sin. And you begin to focus on it. And you begin to point it out. And you won't look at yours. And so, what's happening, you're looking at the sin or the speck, and you're not looking at the plant that's in yours. But if you look at the Savior, if you pay attention to Him, and so when people are in sin, and they are doing wrong, or they are messing up, or they did mess up, and you look at the Savior, who can save them, and you pray for them, you say, Lord, help them with their stuff. What happens, God has you, Philip, it's like He puts a mirror and He says, all right, look at your stuff. And then you begin to look at your stuff and you begin to fix you. When you can fix you, then you fix somebody else. Somebody else can be fixed. You follow. There's some stuff. We're looking at people's speck or their sin. And we got sin in our lives. And God said, I need my people to focus on themselves. If you're going to fix this world, you got to fix your world. Question. This is a question to me. I'm a question to you. Do you need any fix? Oh, y'all don't need that. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No one of y'all fixed the world already. Could it be we can't fix this world because we need to be fixed?
Amen. Amen.
So, check yourself. So God was just talking, man, what do you need to work on? Woo! I just got a list here. God said, man, because I kind of got in that a little bit and I started critiquing people and, you know, kind of criticizing them. And God was like, check yourself. That was one of the things we were talking about. Another thing we were talking about, in Isaiah, it talks about the anointing. And anointing breaks the yoke. And God hit me with something. I was reading this book, and the book brought out something, and then God began to deal with me. There is what you call a gift. You can be gifted in something, or you can be anointed in something. What do you want? And God had to deal with me. And then He brought it back to my memory of what was going on with me. For those of you who don't know me, I used to play football for Clemson. And back then, I thought I was going to be somebody. And I told you this before. I thought I was going to be famous. I thought I was going to be great. I was going to be, you're going to see Van Aaron. Get out of your autograph. All right? And so I was ready. And then I got saved. And I got saved, and I said, yes. And see, my gift, that, see, you can fix stuff. But you can fix it. You can look at it fixing. I look at something, it'll break. Okay? You have that gift. You cook. You can cook something. I look at it, it'll die. All right? I can't do that. You're a business. You can do business. I can't do business. I don't have that gift. I don't. But what I do have, I can play sports. I can play football. I can still hit y'all. David, I can still take it. I still got it. I mean, it's a little rough. I mean, I might hurt for about 2 weeks, but I can still do it. Still get it. And that's been my gift. And so back then, I got saved and I said, yes, yes. And I said, Lord, okay, here's what I want, God. I told God this. I said, God, I want you to take my gift and I want you to put me in the pros, make me famous and rich. and then I'll tell everybody about it. And I'll be your boy. I'll be your man. You can use me to reach people all over the world. My gift. And of course, y'all have, if you haven't figured it out now, he didn't use that, okay? We didn't go that way, okay? Because ain't nobody came in here and said, hey, man, let me have y'all away. Ain't nobody said nothing. Y'all look at me like, oh. All right? God didn't go that way. And And I'm looking, and I've been walking with the Lord over 30 years, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking back, and I'm like, okay, God, what did you do? And I've been all over South Carolina, basically half of the U.S. I've been speaking. I've been with kids, I've been with kids for over 20 years. I'm pastoring now. And what God did is God said, man, I'm not going to use your gift. I'm going to use an anointing. And then I begin to catch on. If you would use my gift, this is what happened. I'll explain that. But he used my anointing, his anointing, on me to reach him. Let me explain a little bit further. I'm not a speaker. I don't talk. I can't. I'm not a good talker. I can't remember stuff. I'm real nervous. I can't talk in front of people. I'm just not. I can't speak. When I first started, I couldn't get five words out of my mouth. I couldn't do it. And God anointed me so that I could talk. I used to get in front. Couldn't do it. And God anointed me to speak. Because that's not my gift. I don't have a gift of gab. You ever heard people got a gift of gab? They can they can just talk and they can bring it out. I don't have that. But God alone. Kids, for over 20 years, dealing with kids. The only reason I got into education, early childhood education, you know why? I went to Clemson. Only reason I got in there is because I wasn't going to finish college. I was going to college so I could stop there and go to pro. I didn't care nothing about no school. My first semester, I had a 0.89. I didn't go to class. I didn't care nothing about no class. And so then they got on me, and then they said, we're gonna take your scholarship. You know, I said, let me pick something that's easy. I'll pick early childhood education. That's easy. I don't like kids. I had kids, but I don't like them. They move too much. If you got too much energy, you gotta run behind. I don't care about it. And then next thing you know, I'm in ministry working with kids. My first thing I do, ran home for a few children. Then I go to Florence and get even more kids. I'm like, I don't have a gift for kids. But God gave me an anointing. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. He didn't use my gift to use my anointing. Now I'm pastor. I don't like people. I done already told you that. I'm not a people person. There was a man. Friday, at the bank. This is a people person. The man's waiting at the bank. He had a big truck. He couldn't go through the drive-thru. And so he was standing in front. And while he was standing in front of me, he started making a conversation with me. Hey, how are you? How you doing? What's going on? And he started talking. You know, I go to this school, and I was doing this, and I work here. And he just started talking. And I'm looking at him like, I really don't care. I mean, but he's a people person. I don't have that gift. But God calls you. The pastor. The care for people. I love you. I'll die for you. I'll fight for you. God has given me an anointing for you. And then God broke it down. He said, Van, the reason I didn't use your gift, because if I would have used your gift, you would have got the glory. But when I use the anointing, I get the glory. It's the anointing. God, use me. Anoint me. Yes, I know I got some gifts and I got some talents, but anoint me to reach people for you. So you get the glory. The last thing, And there's some more stuff. I'm for sake of time. John 13:34 says, "A new commandment I give to you. A new commandment." Y'all remember that in the Bible? Jesus said, "A new commandment." Do y'all know what that means? How many commandments were? I mean, you know, when Moses on the TV came down with the thing, how many was it? 10. Jesus said, "A new." So now we got 11. Duh. A new commandment. I just caught sight of that. God said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then God hit me with it. He came from this point. He said, "Man, you know why I make this a commandment? Because the buck stops with me." Talking about God. And I mean, God. I set everything up. I said, "What?" And then he kind of broke it down to me. And then it hit me. I said, "God, I would be mad, Glenn. I would be mad if you chose your color. If you came in and you said, 'I want to be white. I want to be white in a man,' I would be mad at you because you chose your color. I should be mad at you if you can cook and you can just go in there. I can't wait till my wife come home to cook. All right? If she don't come home, I die. All right? You can just jump right in here. I should be mad because you got the gift to cook. I should be mad. Damn, you got that education. You're real smart. You're one of those chemical people. I would be mad if you said, 'I chose my brain. I'm smart because I'm smart. I chose it.' I would be mad. Some of you can sing. You got piano. You can play. Gene, I would be mad at you. I mean, you can do all that stuff. I would be mad at you if you said, 'You know what? I can do this because I chose it.' But you didn't choose. You didn't give yourself that. You didn't give yourself your cover. Nothing was given to you by you. God gave it to you. And since God gave it to you, the buck stops at him. He's the one who put you with your parents and put you where you are and put you the age that you are, the size and the gift and the talent that you have. God did that. You didn't do it. And so since the buck stops with him, he did it. That's why he can say, "All right, I want you to love one another." And if you don't, what you're saying is, you got a problem with me. Because I gave them that. I gave you your color. I gave you your gift. I gave you your talent. God gave it to you. You didn't give it to yourself. And I'm telling you, because I gave it to them, to love them. And if you don't love them, then you're an issue with me because you're saying I messed up. So, Van, what you gonna do? And I said, I'm gonna love them. And I said it without an attitude. I said it without saying, You ever have kids and you tell them to do something, they be like, or they give you kind of an attitude, or they roll their eyes. I didn't do none of that. I said, "God, I will love you. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your education is. I don't care who your parents are. I don't care what you got, what you don't have. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how slow you are. I love it because God gave it to you." And he made a new commandment. And if you don't keep the new commandment, that means you got problems with him. I don't want to have problems with God. I got enough problems. Does that make sense? That was my snack time. All that happened within time. By then, I finished my strawberry cheesecake and ate my strawberry, and I was finished. Spending time with God. Just fellowship. Does that make a little bit of sense? Let's pray. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord, that you did make a new commandment. You love us. You want us to love one another. Show us how to do that. Lord, I thank you. Anoint us, Father, yes, to reach this world. We don't need to use our gifts. We need to use the anointing. And Father, help us not to judge people, but to work on ourselves. There's a lot of work to be done, but it starts with us. Lord, I thank you for each person in here. Bless their day. Bless their week. Be with them. Love on them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, love on each other. Have a great day.
Yeah, chili. Have a good one.